This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the field of experts. You've heard of the field of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
We are the field of experts. You can ask experts in what?
It depends on the day.
That's right. Exactly. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. I was paying attention to our program that you have highlighted in the Good Day download from the president's speech. We talked about the speech, but I think one of the great things that we had, and it wasn't a long discussion, but the greatest basketball player of all time has been anointed if you consider the point scheme, right? And that's so LeBron James is now at the top of the heap with more points scored than anybody else.
Yeah.
So he talks about that.
Which also just goes to show how good he actually is, because he's a passer player. He's a passing kind of player. He is more mm-hmm. likely to pass the ball than take the shot himself. He's like the king of assists.
Yep, right. So there's that in our download. Discussion of Valentine's Day. Warren Eckstein is in there talking about Valentine's for pets. Do you get Valentine's pet presents for your pet? That's something to consider anyway. Why not? All right, so all these things, highlights of the program every day in our download. You get it at gooddayshow.com. So here we are at the beginning of another hour. Optimistically, I'm looking at as much material. People say, how do you do this program every day? It takes so much preparation. Life is preparation for conversation. Think about it that way. You don't sit around and study. When you're having a conversation with your husband, your wife, or your children, or your coworker, or friends and stuff, you haven't rehearsed the conversation, have you?
Well, if it's a happy conversation, maybe.
Yeah.
If it's a confrontational kind of conversation.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose, yeah. Well, I'm not good in that department. Thank you.
But also with the preparing for the program, it takes more effort to figure out which stories we want to talk about, not finding the stories, because there's so much to talk about. We have to narrow it down.
And this is an effort, your effort with me and James and the other people that work, Bob, on the show. It's a collaboration. And there's no hierarchy in collaboration. If there's any collaboration in the universe, or at least in our solar system, it's the sun. The sun is on the sun brings warmth to the soil, that brings flowers and food to the earth. And so if you're thinking about whether you want to be the boss or you want to get along, not necessarily get along, but just work with other people, think about collaborating. You get more done. At least that's my experience. Anyway, having done this sort of thing, been the boss of things, whenever I come up with the word boss, I think about my daughter, who when she was 3 years old, when I was suggesting that she ought to do something, she looked at me and she said, "You're not the boss of me." And that was when she was... Okay, Megan. And that still is the case, by the way, some 45 years later. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old... brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster
homes
in the system. Yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states in 9 different countries,
raised
funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Max?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this, like this 12-year-old, my word, to be told she did not do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. Parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do...
What does what that teach?
Yeah, it teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her. She should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. And now she's inspired others. She's now in the 6th grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. They're and volunteers in the local food bank as well and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
And children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit, I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. They think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself
you
that examined.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. All right, the situation in Turkey is bleakest as we get further away from that Monday circumstance. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake, number of people dying has increased. We all kind of expected that would be the case. But some of these heartbreaking images, Jay, that are coming from both Turkey and Syria. Here's
the photo of the father.
The father holding the hand of his daughter. Yeah.
Who the teenager died in the rubble, and only the hand is outside of the rubble, and the father is just, oh.
15,000 people.
These are real people. These are human beings, not just...
Yep.
Nameless faces or nameless people that are in the news. They're not just a number. These are real people. These are family members. These are loved ones.
So the president of Turkey said the government wasn't entirely efficient. Yeah, this guy is a jerk. Erdogan, he's been very anti-everything most of his presidency, and it turns out he's not much of a leader by all accounts. And look at the response. Although there's been pressure, international pressure, so the response has improved, but not necessarily from his government, but from all people in Europe that have gone over. Americans have sent tons of people over. I think the Russians even did, if I'm not mistaken. I think the Russians have sent some people over there. But and then there's the looking at the stats here of the recent earthquakes around the world. Back in Nepal, 2015, there was a 7.8 magnitude quake. 8,800 people died there. But in these areas of Turkey and Syria, very heavy, very dense population. That's why it's 15,000 and going up. Remember the first day it was like 2,400, and then next day it was 3,600, and you know, they're just uncovering, breaking through the rubble. And so in order to help the earthquake relief efforts in these countries, the suggestion is that you give to Doctors Without Borders or an outfit called Global Giving. Also, Save the Children is a good, don't give to the Red Cross. I always say this, do not give to the Red Cross.
Don't give to
the money
that
doesn't.
All of it's not going. Yes,
right, exactly. Yep, yeah. So something, and you can look online, there are any numbers, but Save the Children, frankly, I like Save the Children, I always have. It was great. The president's speech the other night, there's something in there that I find to be good. And something that's going on, this is, I think I'm an equal opportunity criticizer, and when there's something good, I like to get on the bandwagon as well. So Biden announced that his administration is going to crack down on those sneaky fees charged by hotels, the rental car companies, the FiO, the internet. Look at your FiOS bill. And when I look at that damn FiOS bill every month, it's $338 for the 11 or 12 lines that I have. And I'm disgusted with it when you look at it, because you add this fee and that fee. And so what has happened, it's become, we've accepted it as part of our consumer economy. We have gone along with it. I rented a car from, when I go to California, I don't have a car there at the moment, so I rent from Enterprise. And I looked at the bill. $6 a day simply for using a toll transponder that I didn't use. But I'm renting it, so they charge you $6 as a rental fee.
Yeah.
Right?
It's hidden fees.
Right. And I stayed at the Beverly Hills Marriott, and I looked at the bill. It has a resort fee on it. It's not a resort. It's in downtown Beverly Hills. What are you talking about, a resort? And so this, we look at this and we keep putting up with this stuff. I think this is something we really have to examine further, because I think it's something good. I'm glad Biden's on it, frankly. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/DNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Social media time, connection with us time. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And if you'd like to share your thoughts with us on our phone line, it's 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684. So if you're looking for an example of something that is being shared or thoughts that are being shared, we had a conversation, Jay and I, about, well, this is a combo call. We can, somebody who had quick thoughts they wanted to share with us, and that's kind of what this line is all about. So the first item was eating seaweed. We talked about that. I think I made reference, Jay, to my grandson loving. Here, there's that dried seaweed.
Snacking on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It actually is very good for you. It's great in lots of different ways. And then the whole business in Florida about the diversity efforts or the lack thereof. There, a lot of people are looking askance at the wave of attacks against diversity and equity and inclusion that is being initiated, some think, in Florida. So here's a Florida caller.
My name is Cheryl, calling from Florida. Two things. One, the seaweed is good, but it tastes like cardboard by itself, so you might want to put it in a rice wrap. So rolled up in rice is delicious. Second thing, in Florida, they have designated media specialists to get special training to be able to go into the teachers' classrooms to go through those books. Thank you.
So the books that we were talking about are books that are being excluded because there seems to be an offensive, at least in the minds of some, reference to equity and diversity and some of the things that I frankly, I don't know if it's that, I understand it, but I don't understand it. You know what I mean? I don't really get why there's so much attention, but I don't see what's wrong with it unless you think they're planting ideas in people's heads. Like I have seen some youngsters who have said, I don't know whether I'm a girl or a boy. Well, where does that come from? Does that come from the power of suggestion? You think an 8-year-old is sitting around thinking, I know my 8-year-old grandson is sitting around thinking, he wants to play with his Legos.
Yeah.
He's not thinking about whether he's a boy or a girl.
Gender or sex or anything like
no.
that.
So, anyway, I just find it interesting. Help yourself, though, with comments there. 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684. We'll entertain lots of those. Just play that as an example of calls that we're getting. And then there is the social media input from you. Jay posts things every day on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page, all of our social media with questions, takeaways from the president's speech. Man, we had tons of response, and you'd expect that, right? I mean, they want people to have a thought, pay attention. I mean, I had my strong thoughts, and the idea of, here's like Jay Martin says, members of the Congress need to learn respect for the event. They can voice their personal opinions outside the chamber. I think he's right on that. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene was an embarrassment.
Yeah.
And this, what's her face, Lauren Boebert? Man, she's like, she's got half of a brain.
You are adults. You are professionals. Act like it.
Yeah, right. And so there's that sort of stuff. Let's see. Here's Ingrid Griffin talking about the six-year-old boy who shot the teacher. And what we were talking about on the air yesterday was apparently this kid tried to choke another teacher, and the thoughts about that being shared, drone video, this, I don't know what's happened. A lot of comments about the train cars after that derailment in Ohio, and people had some strong thoughts about safety on the rails and that sort of thing. So at any rate, it's really good to read these things, put into perspective what you're thinking, keep it coming. Social media, Facebook, and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, 28.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The president will be down in Tampa, Florida today to continue his dialogue to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare and lower health care costs. One of the few statements made at the State of the Union address that had both Democrats and Republicans standing to applaud. Air Force One touches down at 12:15 p.m. local time. The Department of Justice announced a guilty plea was reached in Texas. The man involved with the 2019 El Paso Walmart mass shooting, Patrick Crucius, pleaded guilty to 90 federal hate crimes and firearms violations. He further admitted that he intended to kill everyone he shot and was deliberately seeking people of Hispanic origin. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division said, quote, "White nationalist fueled violence has no place in our society today," end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. 34 at the hour now. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, fighting against truth decay here, there, and everywhere. And there's a lot of it around. No shortage of falsities floating around from any number of characters, not just politicians. We were talking about fees and things that are added to the rental of a car or to your Fios Verizon bill, or where there's the hotel and the Biden administration going after the Ticketmaster. Now, look at the ticket. When you buy a ticket from those bums, wow, you get really swallowed up in all of their fees and stuff. So I hope they are able to get somewhere. They ought to. He's the president. in resident. That's my Joe. Right?
That's what they
say. He's the president.
I believe that's
resident.
The chant.
Yes, it is. Here's a five-year-old. Well, actually, this is the story of the life and times of a youngster. The story starts when this youngster is 5 years old, five-year-old girl. Her name is Juliette L'Amour. So she 5 years when she's 5 years old, she emptied her piggy bank for an earthquake relief program. And I don't know how much there was in it. I don't know, like $48 or something. Now she has her reward. She waited 13 years. Well, she wasn't waiting. She's having to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, she turned 18, and what better way to celebrate than to
buy some lottery tickets.
Lottery ticket.
Right, exactly. And what does she have to show for her efforts? 48 million cool ones. This is the first time she bought a ticket. And so now, at the age of 18, as Jay said, she has become a multi-millionaire. And you got to think about the karma there, right? All the good that's done. Somebody's watching down on you.
She had no idea what to do. She's asking her dad and her grandpa, like, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do?
And you mean with, like, sharing the piggy bank stuff?
No, with
the money.
With playing the lottery. She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick, or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep working it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliette L'Amour, her father is a financial advisor, so probably the 48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
Yeah, at 18.
Just now.
Wow.
Good for her. She'll be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates probably, right? In Sault Ste. Marie, everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. But what do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals. And, you know, sometimes I get very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self, or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling, right? It's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and it's no secret, I've grown up in this town. I lived here all my life. I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards. And I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on the local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, and I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me. Because, you know, we've got 400 and some odd stations, so normally, if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, you know, I'm not trying to find guilt, but I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, you know, radio is my business, so I think about it, but I think about newspapers.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
What's going on, the fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog. We have a thing called The Source that presents most of the local news. But there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local and then they get to jump in, not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be easily removed and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But it's not, there's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people, or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually during some of the breaks reading a newspaper, like the real, I'm reading a newspaper.
That sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, The American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community. But I have to really nose around it because I'm involved here locally. I get into a lot of the things that are going on. But it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, you know, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was... I just think it's something that we ought to try. It's maybe it's just gone, like the local hardware store, the local drug store. Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drug store? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things. All right, let's scream for ice cream. I don't know, maybe... Oh, before we do that, let's scream about a poll that's out today. There's a dilemma facing the Republicans as they move into 2024. You remember, was it last week or the week before? I came into one segment and I said, Donald Trump won! Whoa, he's... You know, I was being foolish. Because he or his minions had paid for a poll... to show that he, if the election were today, he'd come out on top. Well, I don't even know. Other than the amusement of looking at this stuff and thinking how foolish it all is, there's a poll out today that suggests that if the election were today, Ron DeSantis would win, at least in a primary where you're deciding who's the Republican candidate. He would beat former President Donald Trump. But... there is one additional note to this poll. If there is, and that's why I know that neither Trump or DeSantis paid for it, because there's a note on the poll. If one additional challenger came in, it would change everything. Well, of course it would. You know, and that's where Nikki Haley comes in, because a lot of people think that she's very serious about running. And so it isn't clear that DeSantis or Trump would get the nod. If Haley came in, she would split the vote, and it would be very difficult to predict until there was a primary who, and the primary thing is getting all followed up too. Did you notice that? Was it North Carolina wants to be first in the primaries, and Iowa wouldn't be, or New Hampshire wouldn't be? As they moved, they're going to have a primary. I mean, how much earlier can they have primaries
than
March or February?
It doesn't matter who's first and second.
Probably doesn't matter, yeah. Anyway, this poll was of 1,500 adults conducted on February 6th. The dilemma facing the GOP, I'm looking at some of the context from the poll. Most people in this poll believe that renominating Trump will doom the party. Well, there's no news there. And then, you know, how do you narrow the thing down? So, actually, there's a matchup between Haley taking Trump out. There's a matchup between Haley and DeSantis, which is kind of interesting, and it's not really conclusive. I'm just wondering, as you look at this, how, you know, Biden seems to, at this point, be the heir apparent to his to himself. That is, if he runs again, he's not going to run with Kamala Harris. That seems to be clear. And so who does he run with? That's another question. But then we think about, okay, this is February. Why are we concerning ourselves with what's going to happen in the election a year and 8 months from now? Because it's sport. And political careers are built on it. Radio talk show host careers are built on it. But yet, how does it really affect you at this point in time? Other than sport, it's meaningless nonsense, right? Because it could all change in 5 minutes. Somebody else throws their hat in the ring. Doug Steffen for president.
Yes.
48 past the hour.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating in U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the time of the week when I really get focused on my own health and well-being. Hopefully you do as well. I love to talk to Ken on the air, off the air, about things that are part and parcel of what many people go through. I think I reflect, and I'm happy. I always give Ken permission to forget about HIPAA if something's going on with me. Like we're going to have, and probably in the next week or so, we'll have the doctor on this program who did my eyes. For those of you who don't know, I went through eye operation this past week in which I had basically what amounts to corneal implants, take the cataracts out of your eye, put a new lens in that allows me to see close and far. I won't have to wear glasses again. I've been wearing glasses for 35 years. But it's funny, Ken, because I still am looking for glasses. It's a habit. So I walk into my studio, for example, and I'm looking, I put the glasses away, but I'm looking for the glasses when I first sit down here, and then I look at the screens and I realize, oh, I don't need my glasses anymore. And it's only been a few days since I had it done, so the ultimate response of my eyes and eyeballs to these new implants won't have really been felt all the way until I've had them in for two or three weeks. But I'm going to have Dr. Benjamin on with you and me. You can question him as to how this all works. But it really is amazing. Life-changing, I would say. I feel it's just neat not to have to wear. I'm tired of glasses, and you don't wear them either. Now I think about it, I've never seen you with a pair of glasses on.
Oh, I do wear them at times.
When? I've never seen you wearing them. When do you wear them?
You don't remember. Last time you were there, I wore them.
You did?
I did.
Really? Okay, let's talk about COVID for a moment or two. People who know somebody who died of COVID are the ones that are getting vaccinated. there's a motivation for you. Well, my pal died. I guess I better get the vaccination. So interesting how psychology works more than perhaps anything else, right?
Exactly. And this study report in the medical journal Vaccine noted that people who know someone who was sickened by the virus or who died from the virus, they were twice as likely to get their own vaccination. So, yeah, you can hear all the communication possibly, but if you have an experience with somebody, it has a huge, bigger effect. And not surprising.
No. All right. So when you hear of somebody, that's the clue. The number of doctors who have died, I want to stay with COVID for a minute, and then I want to go back to that. The lifestyle that you lead, exercise, eating well, that sort of thing, that seems to have an impact on people who have gotten long COVID, right?
Yes. We're all concerned about if we do get COVID-19, 2-3 months down the road, are we going to still be having symptoms, or are we going to have new symptoms that are associated with COVID 2-3 months down the road? And so this study in JAMA Internal Medicine this week noted that people who live a healthy lifestyle, they appear to have protection from long COVID. Women who follow 6 healthy habits have a 50% lower risk of long COVID compared to women without these habits. Watching your weight, exercising regularly, not smoking and drinking in moderation, and sleeping and eating well appear to be the key.
All right. There it is. Keep exercising. Do those jumping jacks. Do a nice long walk every day. Maybe get on a bike, that sort of thing. That's how to keep yourself healthy. How do doctors stay healthy? We'll talk about that and whether or not doctors are living longer than or not as long as their patients as we continue on this week's Good Day Health. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. So if I called into the hotline at Calitrin, would you give me the same sort of information you're giving us here?
You call us, and we're real live people right here in America who can answer your questions and help you on your weight loss journey. In fact, when anyone purchases Calitrin, you get assigned a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who is going to be your person on this journey. You get a team of support. We're all about getting healthy here at Calitrin.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and use the Doug card to get free shipping. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.